This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com. This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
This is another KCVI production. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Don't forget to smash that like and subscribe.
You wanna listen to your rides?
What's going on, world?
What's happening?
You there?
Yeah. Okay.
We are the KC Vibe Podcast, and we're back to vibe with you guys yet one more week.
What it is. What it do.
If you are new here, welcome to the podcast. If you are a avid listener, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Yep. Yeah, what we got going on today?
How you feeling?
I feel great. What about you?
He's just trying to jump right into it. No foreplay or nothing.
Hey, no chaser.
How you doing?
I'm good. No pregame.
How you feeling?
Great. How are you feeling?
I'm doing good. It's been busy. Been very, 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 very busy.
Of course.
It is Bantober, so that is a intense time to be alive with kids who participate in the marching band.
Yep, it's a busy time, man, you know, but hey, who else can do it besides us?
Yeah, so I say that is neither here nor there. Is that what they say? It's neither here nor there.
Yep.
So, I'll jump right into the topic today.
All right, what we got?
Okay, so today's topic is going to be longevity versus loyalty.
Okay.
Okay.
Longevity versus loyalty.
Yeah. And we're going to tick and tack on like what's really important within a marriage.
Okay.
Longevity or loyalty.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But as always, we have to
get that quote right.
Yes, go sir. I actually have two quotes today.
Well, let's deuce it up then.
Because I couldn't decide which one I wanted to use. So I said, you know what? We're just going to use both of them because
it's
our podcast and we can do what we want, right?
Yeah, two times.
All right. So the first quote is from Maya Angelou. And it says, love recognizes no barriers. It jumps hurdles, leaps fences, penetrates walls to arrive at its destination full of hope.
Mm.
That's Maya Angelou.
Okay.
My second quote is from the First Lady. Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama.
Yep. And it says, marriage flourishes when the couple works together as a team. When both husband and wife decide that winning together is more important than keeping score.
Okay.
Oh, I kind of like that one.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like that. Like that at all. But before we can
get... You say you like that one?
I do.
Okay.
I do like that one. Do you need me to reread it?
Nah, I mean, unless you want to. I just had to clarify what you said.
Yeah, I like that. I do believe, you know, teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah.
And, it does. You know, the quote pretty much says that when a couple can stop trying to win on their own, pretty much, and mm-hmm. want to win together,
mm-hmm.
that right there is when you grow. That's right. That right there is when you flourish, you know, when you get it done.
Yeah. Feel me? When you develop.
Yes, sir. But before we get into it, we're going to have to break down here the differences between loyalty and longevity. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So first, if we start with loyalty, is that the definition of loyalty, you know, includes devotion, commitment, and choosing your partner daily. Like, you're loyal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Longevity is years, history, and the comfort that you find within the time that you guys have spent together, or the time that you guys have been in a relationship together, you know? Yeah. So I guess the first question would be, how do you think that couples tend to confuse those two things?
I mean, it depends on what longevity is. I mean, because you got to look at it from different perspectives, right? Mm-hmm. You can be with a person for 6 months, and some people think that's longevity.
Mm-hmm.
You can be with a person for 10 years, and that's longevity.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on the outlook of the couple. Mm-hmm. Like, it's funny because you see these videos sometimes. Oh, we're celebrating now 10-week anniversary. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but it's,
they couldn't wait 2 weeks and celebrate 3 months.
Well, it could be 3 months. We'll just say 3 month anniversary. And mm-hmm. one of the people in the relationship, I'm like, man, it's just been 3 months now. I mean, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person was like, oh yeah, we celebrating, get cards and gifts and stuff. Because maybe that's the longest they ever been in a relationship with somebody mm-hmm. that was like fully committed.
Right.
So they celebrating that. So it just depends on the person, I believe.
Okay.
We look at longevity.
I mean, this is going to kind of tornado us into our breakdown a little bit. So right now, let's talk about when longevity becomes a trap. Okay. You know what I mean by that?
No.
You have so many couples who are staying together just because of the amount of time they've been together. Or they're staying together because they have kids together.
Yeah.
Or they're staying together because, you know, they feel we live in an economy where we need 2 incomes. So, you know, both of us making money. It's routine. I'm used to you being there.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets to a point where it's like, can history, the time that we've been together, you know, can that sustain happiness?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're asking the question to me?
Yeah, that's the question.
Can history sustain happiness?
Yes.
It depends on the history. I mean, if you got a history that's constant chaos and toxicity, if that's the word.
No. Hold on, let me back that up a little bit. Let's put it this way. Is history enough to sustain happiness? So, you and I, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've been together, married, 17 years yeah. together? It'll be 18 years this month, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have 5 kids together.
Yeah.
We built a routine together, you mm-hmm. know? We're working on this business together.
Mm-hmm.
We got a nice little thing going, you know what I'm saying? We got a house together, we got cars together, you mm-hmm. know, we have a lot of stuff together. But that being said, all that time, all that stuff that we have, all the physical that we have and all that, if we were not happy within our relationship, would everything I just named be enough for us to stay together?
I don't think so. because if you're not happy, you're sad and you're miserable.
I mean, yeah, that's the opposite of happy.
Exactly. So why would you want to be in a constant state of being miserable?
Yeah.
Or being sad?
But honestly, you see it more often than none, you know? You see people who are, I'm sorry, I think I'm playing. Yeah, it's me playing with my mic.
Okay.
You see people who are in a relationship with somebody for their kids, you know? I'm in this relationship because I want all my kids to have the same parents. I'm in this relationship because, you know, I came from a broken home and I don't want my kids to be from a broken home. So a lot of times that longevity is enough for them.
Yeah. But you notice that, right? Is it enough? Because, you know, a lot when the kids leave the house.
Right.
That's when the couples split.
Yeah, because you're forced to be with one another.
Exactly, because you're doing it for the kids, right?
Right.
I mean, to me, that's kind of a gray area because you're doing it for the kids. And I kind of understand that because if you've been married all these years and all of a sudden you're like, hey, I'm not happy. I want a divorce. Mm-hmm. Divorce plays more of a weight on the kids than it does on you.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they get older and leave the house and get their own stuff, the burden is not as heavy on them. It's going to hurt them still, but it's not as heavy on them as if they 5, 6, 7 years old or 10 years old and seeing their parents going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So is it worth being not happy?
I mean, I honestly think it's like a process leading up to that unhappiness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If I was unhappy in the relationship that we have right now, or, you know, if something was not bringing me joy and that passion in our relationship, the first thing I'm going to do is come talk to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, look, I'm not happy. I'm miserable. I don't want to be a part of this, you know? And 9 times out of 10, a response that you will have will be like, what makes you unhappy? Yeah. What's not doing right? And it's like levels to, let's try to fix this before we end this, you know, especially with the time and everything that's been put together. But the problem comes in when people get to that point where even though they had this talk, even though they tried to push through it, they're still just not happy.
Yeah.
But they're still trying to stick it away because honestly, there's people out there who think it's just embarrassing to be with a person for so many years and then split. So they rather sit there and endure this miserable state, you know, of depression or this unhappiness or this longer to, you know, want to be in a better place. Mm. They let their pride get in the way of that. And they're like, I'm just going to stick it out because what is so-and-so going to say about me if I go through this divorce? And it's crazy that we live in a society, we live in a world like that, but we honestly live in a time and age where people care more about how other people see them than they do about their own happiness. And that's wild.
Yep.
You know?
It is wild, but you're right. It's all about the outward appearance than it is what's going on in the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to just say, hey, look, I know how I feel on the inside, but forget that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Susie got her life together. I want to appear that I got mine together too.
Mm.
So that outward appearance is way more important than what it should be. So you constantly killing yourself inside every day because you know that you're not happy and you know that this is not working out like it should.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not trying to escape. You're not trying to leave. You're just trying to dig it and stick it out.
Because of what somebody else thinks.
Yeah, because
about
you want to look good on the outside.
That's the society that we live in.
It is. It's kind of crazy.
But that's the images. And I can't even say it's nowadays, you know, because a lot of times, like back, if we go back to like our grandparents' time and stuff like that, a lot of these jokers were together 40, 50, 60 years. And although there was some love and happiness in those relationships, a lot of times there was not. There were outside kids. Yeah. There was a whole family living two blocks over.
I mean,
they split in time with.
I can't. Well, some people, yeah, but I just know, like, for my, like, my grandma, may she rest in peace. I love her. There was multiple BDs. You know what I'm saying? My uncle got the same daddy, different baby dad. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it, she was married to each one of them.
Yeah, I think it got to the point where she decided to choose her own happiness.
Yeah.
Like, if she's in a relationship with somebody and she's not happy with that person, I'm going to move on.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to the next one and see if this person makes me happy. Yeah. But let's segue into the loyalty side of things, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So, loyalty, to me, is a daily action.
Mm.
Loyalty is choosing to be faithful time and time again. Choosing to respect your significant other every day when you wake up. Choosing to want to grow with that person and get better. Mm-hmm. You know, loyalty, a lot of times, can matter more than time because respect is built. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's stuff that we've gone through that only you and I know about. And it's a respect that we have for each other that came with the time that we've been together.
Mm-hmm.
So that loyalty factor sometimes holds people together too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's like the substance of it all. I mean, because you can... Look, if you got all the time that you spent together, but you ain't loyal, that was brand new sadness. But if you with somebody that's loyal to you,
mm-hmm.
with the longevity, but loyalty, I believe, like you said, is the most important part, because I can be with you forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not be loyal.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
What does it mean? I mean, what am I doing in this relationship if I'm not loyal to you?
Now, when you think of loyalty, what do you think loyalty is?
Loyalty is me dedicating myself to you. Me putting you before I put myself. Me mm-hmm. in the constant mindset of thinking, what can I do to make her happy today? What can I do?
You think that's loyalty?
I mean, it's far beyond. It's levels to it. It's not just surface. There's levels to loyalty.
Let's look up
that's not just loyalty. I'm not giving you a Webster's.
No, I'm just curious as to like
what Google says. But I'm telling you
the dictionary.
I'm telling you how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Loyalty is me. You know what I'm saying? Waking up in the morning and I'm hungry. I'm like, okay, well, I ain't gonna just give me something to eat without getting her some. I ain't finna just. Somebody come up to me, like, let's have another lady come up to me. Be like, hey, you cute, whatever, woo woo.
Mm-hmm.
And I flash my ring, I'm married. Can't do that. That's being loyal. Being dedicated to that person. Being mm-hmm. dedicated to the person that you say that you love, or you want to be with, regardless mm-hmm. of the situation. That's loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than one level to it. Some people just say, hey, it's not cheating on someone, mm-hmm. this, that, and the third, but it's much more than that.
Well, according to the dictionary, loyalty is, you know, showing support or allegiance to a person.
Yeah.
You know how you're in school and you pledge allegiance to the flag.
Mm-hmm.
This is showing your allegiance to a person.
Yeah.
If I were to rob a bank, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I told my husband that I robbed a bank. By law, he cannot get on the stand and testify against me.
Mm.
Because we're married.
Yeah.
And it's that married privilege. So unless you absolutely want to, they can't force you to.
Mm.
It's that loyalty. That's allegiance.
Yeah.
That's you hold my deepest, darkest secrets, and I know that it's safe in that treasure chest. You ain't gonna open it up and just tell everybody.
Mm, that's true.
That comes with longevity. I do think it plays like hand in hand.
Okay.
You know, loyalty and longevity. Because I do believe, I can't speak from everybody's experience, but from my experience, I believe that our time has tested our loyalty,
mm-hmm.
and our loyalty has become stronger because of our longevity.
Of course. Of course.
Because we've seen so much through each other. We've experienced so much as a unit that kind of, it goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
It plays hand in hand.
Just the way it works.
But it comes to the point, like, if I raise you a question, would you rather have 20 years of no spark in a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or 5 years of loyalty and longevity and love? Which one are you picking?
The latter.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, what? You want to have spark in your relationship, right?
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you're going to be bored out your mind. You're going to be like, man, this is the most boring. And sometimes, I mean, and I've seen it in the past. It's like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, we get so caught up to doing things in a systematic way, and we develop a routine.
Mm-hmm.
And we never move from that routine. We do the same thing. Wake up every morning, you brush your teeth. I brush my teeth. You wash your face. I wash my face. We get coffee. We leave. They go to work. Come at home. Eat dinner. Go to bed. That ain't it.
That ain't it.
Yeah, the same routine every day.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't it. You got to do something. You got to do something. Like, sometimes when I see you, you know what I'm saying? I may slap that ad one time. You know what I'm saying? What you doing, girl? You know what I'm saying? To me, that's like a spark. You know what I'm saying? That's saying, hey, we ain't finna just be bored around here. I'm finna do something mm-hmm. to you. You know what I'm saying? We make jokes.
Mm-hmm.
We conversate. We talk about stuff. I mean, we dedicate ourselves to reading with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Those are things right there that you have to have. You mm-hmm. have to have in your relationship. Especially if you're talking about longevity and building together.
Right.
You gotta have that.
So, in all actuality, like, me personally, I don't know if you feel like this, right?
Yeah.
But me personally, when it comes to longevity versus loyalty, I think they play hand in hand. Like, I don't think one is greater than the other. I think you have to have both in order to have a successful relationship.
Yeah.
But above all, sometimes in a relationship, you have to be selfish. You know? They talk about all the time how relationships is about being selfless and giving to your partner and making yeah. sure that they're taken care of and all that. But if you're putting 120% into making sure your partner is taken care of, but they're not doing the same thing for you, who's taking care of you? So I think sometimes in life you have to become selfish. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You got to be selfish and you got to realize what makes me happy.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I with this man because I'm going to be embarrassed by Uncle Pookie if we don't freaking stay together? Or mm-hmm. am I with this man because that's my ace? That's who I want to be with.
Yeah.
And I think that right there is what a lot of people have a difficult time doing.
Mm-hmm.
I also believe that a lot of people suffer from just wanting to be a part of a relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes
so
sense.
You see people jump out of one relationship right into another relationship because it's that fear of being alone.
Yeah.
But if you're not alone, you can't learn yourself. And if you can't learn yourself, you can't learn what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you expect somebody else to make you happy when you don't even know what makes
you
happy?
I'm telling you.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't. Because if you don't get to know yourself, it ain't going to work because I can't tell you, hey, baby. You can't ask me, hey, baby, what makes you happy? And I can't give you an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't give you an answer because, like you said, I ain't took that time out to know myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't expect for you to automatically know everything mm-hmm. that makes Chad happy if mm-hmm. Chad can't tell you what makes me happy. Mm-hmm. Same way with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what you like.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you tell me. You tell me what makes you happy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I've learned
what makes you happy.
Right.
You know? And it's one of them things that since we've been together so long, I mean, but it's a constant state of learning.
Because mm-hmm.
I'm still learning you every day, even though we've been together for a long time.
Yeah, almost two decades.
Almost 2 decades. But it's at the point where I know. I know what's going to take you off.
Yeah. So I have a theory.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes in a relationship, like just from looking at different relationships, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts. Mm-hmm. I watch a lot of movies. I, you know, read a lot of books. And Mark, tell me if I'm wrong or tell me if you feel the same way. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times people get longevity
mm-hmm.
confused with complacency.
Mm-hmm. Depends.
Like,
what they look like.
I'm in this. We in here. We've been rocking for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Too late to turn back now.
Mm.
Complacent. Like, I'm just
here
to be here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I think that's what ends up happening in a lot of relationships. It's like you aren't in it because y'all been in it for this long.
Yeah.
You in it because you used to it.
Mm.
Like, I've heard people say before, shoot, I already know him. Ain't used to ain't no need of getting to know another dude. Mm. Ain't no need of getting to know another female.
Mm.
You know? And I understand that. I'm used to you. I know you inside out and sideways. Sometimes I think I know you better than you know yourself.
Mm.
So it's easy to get complacent in that. But I don't know. I guess I've just never been the type where I'm like, well, we've been together all these years. We might as well just complete the cycle.
You just hit the nail on the head when you said complete. Now, I'm with you. Yeah, it's complacency, too, mm-hmm. involved with that. But I honestly believe that if you've been with a person for this long, you're going to do your best to work that out. Because I've been with you for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just throw that down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to complete this because I'm going to feel incomplete and feel like I wasted 10 years of my life for nothing.
Right. But you remember, I said that. I said earlier, I said it's steps, it's levels.
Yeah.
Until you get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm upset, I'm going to come to you and be like, yo, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
And one of two things is going to happen. You're going to legit just not care because you're not happy either. And we just going to let it do what it do.
Yeah.
Or we're going to try to figure out what makes each other happy.
Yeah.
And like, we're pretty open on this podcast. You know, we pretty much put our whole business out there for the most part. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times within our relationship where we had to sit down and we had to have that talk. We had to reevaluate some stuff in our relationship because there's things that I was doing that wasn't making you happy. And there's things that you were doing that wasn't making me happy.
Yeah.
But the key to the whole thing is we were able to zoom into what the issue was and correct the issue. We didn't just sweep it under the rug and let it sit there for 20 some odd years. And then when our kids graduate and we at home by ourselves, we sitting over here as complete strangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We learn to value the time that we have with each other, and not only value the time we have with each other, we've learned to make it a priority.
Yeah.
We prioritize our time with each other. We prioritize, you know, making each other happy.
Mm-hmm.
And we have over the years had to, you know, use the time that we had to kind of make stuff shake because we do have 5 kids. We are extremely busy.
Exactly.
Our kids are always doing something. Our kids are always going somewhere. But we have made it our mission to prioritize one another.
That's like what you
we have to go out of town with the band for a competition. Mm-hmm. And yes, we're going to be there supporting our kids because we are extremely supportive parents. But at the same time, we're still going to take a moment out of that trip to go and do something together and prioritize the time exactly. in which we're going to have with each other.
That's a spark, right?
Yeah. And you have to keep that spark mm-hmm. going.
Exactly. And it's okay. I mean, because ain't no relationship perfect. Like we said many times on this podcast, ain't no relationship perfect, mm-hmm. and always hasn't been either. Sometimes you just gotta, when something's going wrong and you think you right,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, the other person think they right, both of y'all could be right.
Right.
It's just that
y'all,
exactly. y'all miss something
mm-hmm.
with each other. It's to me, I know you don't like my little examples I've been using or whatever,
Lord.
But
that's because I've been writing it down. I got to take notes.
Man, it's to me, where you're going you know how you reading a book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you misplace your book marker.
Mm-hmm.
So you go back to that book.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start reading it. Now, hold on. I don't remember this part. I can't be here yet. So you got to peel those pages back to find out exactly where you was at so you can mm-hmm. get back on track with that story. It's the same thing. Did it make sense?
Not at all. But to
come on,
someone
come
listening.
On. Y'all know what I'm talking
to
about.
Someone listening that might have made a lot of sense. And they probably
y'all know what I'm
there
talking
like,
about.
Aha, he owned this.
Oh, come on now. Come on. You know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to add.
I look at it like this.
What's up?
Are we closing? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Let's
I don't
see.
Even know. How long we've been
let's,
on?
Let's close. Okay.
How long we've
to
been
you,
on?
Almost 30 minutes. To you, what really matters the most in a relationship?
On those two subjects? Mm-hmm. I mean, they both matter, but if you're telling me what's the most important one, loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Loyalty is way more important because, like I said, we can be together forever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ain't loyal to me, what are we doing? Or I ain't loyal to you, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Why are we in a relationship? I might well be out there doing what I need to do, being an old player like I used to be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are we doing? So loyalty is definitely important because if you ain't got no loyalty, you ain't in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You in a friendship,
mm-hmm.
wanting to be a relationship.
Yeah.
Situationship. Yeah.
Or,
that's what that is.
What Jada say?
Oh, no.
Entanglement.
That's crazy. That is crazy. But that's if you ain't loyal to a person, you ain't in a relationship with them because you loyal to yourself because mm-hmm. you're trying to do everything you want to do. You have your cake and eat it too.
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't trying to sacrifice nothing. You going out there, you still seeing. Old girl, you know what I'm saying? Old girl over here, old girl over there.
Because loyalty is choosing, you know.
Exactly.
It's choosing to be faithful. It's choosing respect. You know what I want to talk about next week? We're not going to talk about it on this podcast because, bruh, we've talked about her before in a past podcast. But here she is back full-fledged in the news again. Ooh. Aisha Curry.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, respect.
Yeah, you gotta. Yeah.
You gotta have all of
yeah.
that.
But she.
We might talk about that next week.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that because we're probably gonna have two different points of view.
You know, that. I've changed like a certain. We'll talk about it next week. We'll talk about it next week.
But yeah, but what I was saying was like loyalty, right? This, this is a ring. All
right. It is.
And with this ring. This ring
how
says
do
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm going to stay loyal. This is just a formality. But what I do see a lot now, some couples just don't wear wedding rings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably what they do. But when I see a man and a woman together, she got her ring on and he don't, I think that's a problem with loyalty. I really do. Or vice versa. Mm. Because.
What if his ring is getting clamped?
It could be.
See, that's that. That's
it. Could be.
What we talk about, that's a judgment.
It could be. I'm just saying.
That's
but
a judgment.
I'm just saying. But if it's consistently like that, because I know some people that don't never wear a ring. And when I've seen their significant other, they got a ring on.
Some people value their ring more than other people. Like, I know some people, a ring, I'm like this. Do I love my wedding ring? Yes, I do. You know? Mm-hmm. But a ring does not make my marriage.
No, it ain't gonna make the marriage.
People
no.
out here with the baddest ring possible.
Mm-hmm.
100 million carats in that beat. Like, baddest ring possible. But their relationship is trash.
Yeah.
So it's like, a ring does not make my relationship.
But what I'm trying to say is that.
It's a symbol of my
relationship. It's a symbol, yeah. So I'm not
going to
be out here. I'm not going to be out here and somebody try to holler at me or something like that. I ain't got no ring on, act like I'm single. You feel me?
But that's the thing. You don't have to act like you're single just because you don't have a ring on. I feel naked when it happens, but there's times where I left the house and I did not have my ring on.
Mm-hmm.
But just because I take my ring off doesn't mean I take off my wedding vows.
Yeah, I'll get that. Yeah,
so I'm going to be married regardless. I'm going to be married whether I have a ring on my finger. You remember when I was pregnant with one of our kids, my finger used to swell up. I couldn't wear my ring.
Yeah.
Remember? So it's like, I'm going to be married regardless of whether I have my ring on or not.
So do you think a single person will approach a person that got a wedding ring on before a person that ain't got none on?
Yes, because some people just don't have any boundaries. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. You know how many times... I have heard, are you married? Yes. But are you happy? People don't care.
Yeah.
People don't care. People are reckless at the end of the day. So that's why I said a ring does not make. That's where that loyalty factor comes in. Because I have to choose to respect my man. I have to choose to respect my marriage.
Yeah,
I have to choose to be in this relationship. I have to choose
loyalty,
to do. That's that loyalty. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have to choose it whether I have a ring on or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I mean, the ring don't make you loyal. I mean, I understand that.
Right.
But
I can go put a doctor's coat on. That don't mean
I can go sign off medication.
It
is a
people.
Symbolism of your loyalty. It's a symbolism.
It's supposed to be a symbol of your love.
Yes, yeah, of your love and your loyalty.
Some people afford rings.
I understand that, but
so it's
that.
Like.
It's a symbol, though, of your
some
loyalty.
People wear their wedding rings and still out here creeping. With their wedding ring on.
But they ain't loyal.
So it's like that right there, it don't make no never mind. What do you want to leave the people with?
Well, I just said my 2 cents. You know, it's longevity and loyalty play hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
You need both, okay? One don't outweigh the other. Because you can be loyal regardless of how long you've been with a person.
Right.
Doesn't matter if it was 2 days or 20 years. They play hand in hand. Longevity, to me, is I'm not saying it's bragging rights, but it puts you in a level on a playing field that's kind of...
Rare?
Hmm? Rare. Yeah, rare, because... You notice when you go to a wedding, right? What the couples that have been together, the married couples that have been together for 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 60 years, you know.
Mm.
People take pride in that. And they're like, man, that's what I want to have one day. It's and you take pride in that longevity because it's rare.
Right.
So you get that longevity and that loyalty. Man, what can stop you?
Right.
In your relationship, nothing.
Yeah, I feel you. Me personally, I think it does go hand in hand. But me, I'm also the type of person where I don't just want a marriage. I don't just want to be married.
Mm-hmm.
I want to actually be in a relationship. I joke around with you all the time, and I'll be like, "Yeah, that's my boyfriend. Yeah, that's my baby daddy." I still am in that dating phase.
Mm-hmm.
With my man, because we are married legally, If anybody is wondering, we are legally married. Yeah, We've been legally married since 2008.
Yep.
But it's like, at the end of the day, I'm still dating you, because I don't think a lot of people get married and that's the end all be all.
Yeah.
And they think, just because I'm married, I don't have to do nothing else, which is why you see a lot of couples who get married and they stop going on dates, get married and he stops opening the car door, get married and they stop kissing each other goodbye, get married and they stop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, I don't want a marriage to be a period in my relationship.
Yeah. Really?
Where that's the end all be all, we marry, what now type stuff. So I don't want to be married. I want to be in a relationship with my husband, because a relationship, I think, is something that continues to grow. And I think with a relationship, you have to have that longevity that helps grow, you know, your trust and all that. But you also have to have that loyalty. Absolutely. And you got to have a bunch of other stuff to go into it. I know you don't like my analogies.
Nah, who said I didn't like your analogies?
But I'm going to look at it like this, right?
Yeah.
We have a burn barrel, right? Uh-huh. In our backyard, right? If the leaves in the bottom of that burn barrel is wet, it's going to weaken the fire.
Yeah, it ain't going to probably catch at all.
Right, right. But if we clear all that out, we get a clean slate, we start adding leaves to it, the fire will catch, right?
Eventually, yeah.
Definitely. So once that fire catches in that burn pit, it's not going to burn forever.
Mm-mm.
In order for that fire to continue, we got to take this loyalty. We got to throw it in there.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take this trust. We got to throw it in there. Above all, we're going to have to dig in holes so that that oxygen or that love can come through there and keep it going and keep that flame going.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you stop adding to that burn pit, is when it's going to eventually burn until the last flame burns out.
Yeah.
So if you think of your marriage like a burn pit, you know that you have to keep adding that loyalty. You got to keep adding that respect. You got to keep adding that love to it, because if you don't, your fire is going to go out. And what's the point of being in a relationship if you don't have that flame, if you don't have that spark, if you don't have that fire, if it's not that burning passion? I think that's the importance of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I have a burning passion for my man. When I look at my man, I still be like, he is fine.
Oh,
because I still have that burning passion for my man.
Okay.
And the day that that flame goes out, the day that it ends, regardless of how much longevity we have in it, we're going to have to do something to get that spark going again.
Mm-hmm.
If not, it's going to become cold and harden. And what does that lead you? When you think of cold, stiff stuff, you think of death.
Yeah, you do.
I don't want to have death within my relationship.
Right.
So maybe, just maybe, if you guys keep adding stuff into your relationship to get that flame going, it's something that's going to be passionate. It's going to burn. It's something that's going to be not even just longevity. You'll have that loyalty, that longevity, that fire, that desire. And to be honest with you, you know how they say time flies when you're having fun?
Yeah.
A lot of times, it don't even feel like we've been together almost 20 years. Because we have fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have fun. And I think that's the important thing.
That's
having
it.
Fun in your relationship, and remember to put yourself first and be happy.
That's it.
Because if you're happy, you can make your significant other happy.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all just be good.
That's it.
That's what I got. Because my battery is dying and I feel her talking in my ear right now. So, as always, we appreciate you guys tuning into yet another episode of KC Vibe Podcast. If you have anything you want to add, please feel free to hit us up at askkcvibe@gmail.com. Or since I said the wrong address last time, we also now own askkcvibepodcast@gmail.com. So be sure to hit us up on either one of those. If you guys have any questions, concerns, you want to add anything, do a story time, want to be a guest on the podcast, it is what it is. Just let us know. If you want to reach me, I'm at AO_KO and the number 2. And if you want to listen to past podcasts, we are at www.kcvibepodcast.com. What you got, babe?
You can hit me up at martimar86, MARTIMAR86 on any platform.
on any platform.
Yep.
Well, thanks for tuning in one more week. We will see you guys next week in the podcast world. As always, I am the K.
I'm the C.
Thanks for vibing with us. Bye. Bye.